people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. I have another Bigfoot story. This one, it's up near North Bay, up in Powassa area. The men up there were hunting moose and deer. Well, they got up there late one night, and as they're pulling in to the camp, they heard this big crash in the bush, and something went charging through the bush, because where the camp was, camp sit, about 4.5 miles off the main road, down an old road. I guess the best way to describe it is an old logging road. Anyways, as they were going down that road, and they got to the camp, and as soon as the truck pulled in, they got out and they heard a big crash in the bush. It was really close to the camp, but they didn't think nothing about it, because, you know, you got moose back there, you got bear, you got deer, wolves, you name it, it's back there. So they decided to get the gear unpacked, get loading into the camp. It was a small camp, and as they approached the door of the camp, you see the door of the camp had been busted, and looks like I had claw marks on the door. And so they scraped up some nails and put the hinges and that back on, and didn't think too much about it. This is a really bad smell inside the camp. So I'm pretty sure they probably thought it was a bear or it got into the camp. There's the claw marks and stuff on the door, and the whole place inside had been ransacked. There's flour all over the place. There's canned food. Basically all the stuff that was in boxes was half torn open and eaten, and you know how they could have, and they could have smelled that food outside the camp. It's beyond them, but because where they were in the cupboards, and so they decided to. They got everything settled in, got the door on, cleaned up the camp. They decided to go outside at night, sit around the campfire, have a few brews, and, you know, talk stories and about their adventures. And as they were sitting here at the camp, they were hearing something like knocking on trees. And they thought it was kind of strange being that far back in the bush. Who in hell would be out there banging, you know, baseball bats on trees? And then, you know, not even half an hour, 10 minutes go by, and then they start hearing hoops, hoops, whoop, whoop. And they thought it was kind of strange. So the one guy says, "I know exactly what that is." And he told him it was a Sasquatch. Well, the guys just laughed at him, eh? He said, "Well, you know what? I'm not staying out here. I'm going back into camp." So he went back into the camp. And, you know, 2 hours later, maybe an hour and a half later, the other guys come in to the camp. They said they kept hearing it, you know, banging, hooping. They thought it was kind of strange because them being up there, and they'd been up there plenty of times. And so they decide, you know, get out and do some hunting the next day. Well, they went out and they're out there all day and their blinds and stuff. Didn't hear a damn sound. I mean, nothing was stirring. Didn't see no moose, no deer, no rabbits, no wolves, no coyotes, anything. Just everything was just quiet. So this went on for a couple of days, and then by the third day, they're, you know, pretty discouraged. They wanted to pack up and leave. So they're supposed to be there for a week. So they decide to pack up their stuff. and give it one more day. And that night, apparently there was banging on the side of the camp. Well, they all had guns. They're all hunters. And he says, what the hell is hitting that camp, hitting the side of the camp? Looking out the windows, didn't see anything. Pitch dark. And didn't think nothing of it. Says, well, maybe it was just an old tree fell off, in the wind and hit the side of the cabin. So they decide to hit back in the hay. So apparently this happened around 2 o'clock in the morning. So they decided to hit the hay again. And an hour later, bang. Again. And the guy says, well, that's no damn tree. So they all got their guns together and decided to go outside and with the flashlights and take a look. And whatever it was, they scared it out because they heard it running when they decided to come out of the camp. And the guy says, and one guy, he says, I told you, it's a Bigfoot. You hear that? It's two legs. That's not four. So, and so the guy decided, take a couple of shots and see if he could hit it through the bush. I don't know if he hit it or not. That part of the story was, left out if he did. And so they decided, first thing in the morning, they're getting the hell out of that camp. They did. They got up at 6 in the morning, made breakfast, went out and checked the camp. There's footprints out around the camp. And it was footprints of a human or Sasquatch. And so they decided to leave, and that was the end of the story. And I never heard any more about it. So if you like listening, if you're a hockey player, keep your stick on the ice. Thank you.